Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about where they live. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H where each speaker lives. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H why each speaker moved there. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Pause the recording for 45 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice. Speaker 1.
I got a job here 6 months ago and didn't know anyone here at all. I'd visited once before with my grandparents for a day and remember having a great time rowing on the river. But otherwise, it was all quite unfamiliar territory for me. I got the local paper and looked at a few quite nice places that were being advertised in it, but they were all far too expensive. Anyway, then I went along to see another place and fell in love with it at first sight, even though it wasn't cheap. It just had so much room. And I'd been living in such a pokey little house with other students for the last 3 years. You don't expect to find somewhere so nice in a place below the ground floor of a big house. But it's absolutely beautiful, and I feel very lucky that I was able to snap it up before anyone else did.
Speaker 2.
I'd always dreamt of living on the river, and I was able to rent a houseboat when I first moved here. But it really wasn't as idyllic as I'd imagined. Oh, surprisingly noisy, as people were always walking or cycling along the riverbank at all hours of the day and night. And when some people from the sports club I joined invited me to share with them, I jumped at the chance to escape the noise. We rent a pleasant little place in a back street in the centre of town. You'd be amazed at how peaceful it is there. You feel as if you're in a village. Yet it's still easy walking distance from work and most of the other places I like to visit in the centre. We've got quite a lot of decorating to do there, but I enjoy that. And the landlord has agreed to cover the cost of the paints, so that's something.
Speaker 3.
One of the reasons why I took the job here was that it was the town where I'd been to uni and I'd had a great time here. The city has brilliant facilities for young people, so I was looking forward to living here again. When I was studying, I'd lived with my aunt who had a flat here, and I'd rather thought I might be able to do that again. It'd have been a great cheap option. But unfortunately, her work posted her abroad just before I was due to move back here. She had to sell her flat, so I had to find an alternative at relatively short notice. Most of the flats that were being advertised turned out to be already taken when I called, but in the end I found one. I agreed to take it because I was able to move in at once. It's in an old house, and it's a nice large attic which has been converted into a one-bedroom flat. I haven't got to know any of my neighbours yet, but hopefully they'll become friends.
Speaker 4.
I was lucky to get the place where I live. It's a really convenient location in that it's right beside both the railway and the bus station. But that's not why I moved there. In fact, it's a flat that belongs to my workplace and they rent it out at very reduced rates to members of staff. I was really pleased as it'll make it easier to save up for a place of my own. My long-term dream is to buy an old cottage in a lovely, quiet country village and redecorate it from scratch so that it's beautifully modern inside while being very picturesque and oldie-worldy outside. Anyway, the place I've got here is pretty nice. It's got plenty of room, which I'm enjoying after several years of living in a cramped student room in a modern hall of residence. And the views are surprisingly good, given that I'm only on the second floor.
Speaker 5.
I'd been living in this town for ages, first in a student hostel, which was fun because I always had friends on hand, and then in a shared house, which was also great, both cheap and right next door to the fitness centre where I was actually working at the time. However, then I got a much better paid job at the other side of town and decided I could afford to look for something a bit better. I was longing for somewhere with a bit more space by then. Anyway, a colleague in my new job lived in a houseboat on the river. I had dinner with him one night, and he persuaded me to get the one moored next to his, which was for sale. It's tiny, but I love it, mainly because it is so beautifully done up inside, all exactly to my taste. All my family are taking turns to visit. There's only space for one spare bed.
Speaker 1.
I got a job here 6 months ago and didn't know anyone here at all. I'd visited once before with my grandparents for a day and remember having a great time rowing on the river. But otherwise, it was all quite unfamiliar territory for me. I got the local paper and looked at a few quite nice places that were being advertised in it, but they were all far too expensive. Anyway, then I went along to see another place and fell in love with it at first sight, even though it wasn't cheap. It just had so much room. And I'd been living in such a pokey little house with other students for the last 3 years. You don't expect to find somewhere so nice in a place below the ground floor of a big house. But it's absolutely beautiful, and I feel very lucky that I was able to snap it up before anyone else did.
Speaker 2.
I'd always dreamt of living on the river, and I was able to rent a houseboat when I first moved here. But it really wasn't as idyllic as I'd imagined. Oh, surprisingly noisy, as people were always walking or cycling along the riverbank at all hours of the day and night. And when some people from the sports club I joined invited me to share with them, I jumped at the chance to escape the noise. We rent a pleasant little place in a back street in the centre of town. You'd be amazed at how peaceful it is there. You feel as if you're in a village. Yet it's still easy walking distance from work and most of the other places I like to visit in the centre. We've got quite a lot of decorating to do there, but I enjoy that. And the landlord has agreed to cover the cost of the paints, so that's something.
Speaker 3.
One of the reasons why I took the job here was that it was the town where I'd been to uni and I had a great time here. The city has brilliant facilities for young people, so I was looking forward to living here again. When I was studying, I'd lived with my aunt who had a flat here, and I'd rather thought I might be able to do that again. It'd have been a great cheap option. But unfortunately, her work posted her abroad just before I was due to move back here. She had to sell her flat, so I had to find an alternative at relatively short notice. Most of the flats that were being advertised turned out to be already taken when I called, but in the end I found one. I agreed to take it because I was able to move in at once. It's in an old house, and it's a nice large attic which has been converted into a one-bedroom flat. I haven't got to know any of my neighbours yet, but hopefully they'll become friends.
Speaker 4.
I was lucky to get the place where I live. It's a really convenient location in that it's right beside both the railway and the bus station. But that's not why I moved there. In fact, it's a flat that belongs to my workplace and they rent it out at very reduced rates to members of staff. I was really pleased as it'll make it easier to save up for a place of my own. My long-term dream is to buy an old cottage in a lovely, quiet country village and redecorate it from scratch so that it's beautifully modern inside while being very picturesque and oldie-worldy outside. Anyway, the place I've got here is pretty nice. It's got plenty of room, which I'm enjoying after several years of living in a cramped student room in a modern hall of residence. And the views are surprisingly good, given that I'm only on the second floor.
Speaker 5.
I'd been living in this town for ages, first in a student hostel, which was fun because I always had friends on hand, and then in a shared house, which was also great, both cheap and right next door to the fitness centre where I was actually working at the time. However, then I got a much better paid job at the other side of town and decided I could afford to look for something a bit better. I was longing for somewhere with a bit more space by then. Anyway, a colleague in my new job lived in a houseboat on the river. I had dinner with him one night, and he persuaded me to get the one moored next to his, which was for sale. It's tiny, but I love it, mainly because it is so beautifully done up inside, all exactly to my taste. All my family are taking turns to visit. There's only space for one spare bed.